The first boys matchup of the King Showcase at the Showwear on the Martin Luther King holiday was a clash between the Woodinville Falcons and Tumwater Thunderbirds. Woodinville took advantage of a cold start by the T-Birds and picked up a double-digit lead after one quarter at 14-4. The T-Birds found a rhythm and closed the gap through added emphasis in the paint, rebounding, and cutting down on turnovers. Weston Vandenhazel pulled in 5 of Tumwater's 17 offensive boards and would finish with 13 points and 9 rebounds as Tumwater would get 16 second quarter points. Woodinville carried a 7-point lead into the locker room up 27-20. Micah Johnson, with a stifling defensive effort, set the tone in the third quarter for Woodinville by helping limit Tumwater to just 8 points. Coach Folsom stated,
"He's our motor. You know, we talk a lot about him setting the tone defensively. And, you know, when there's good ball pressure, it makes everybody else better."
Johnson would end with 4 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, and 3 steals. Woodinville would get their largest lead of the night in the fourth at 47-31. But Tumwater wasn't ready to concede. Ty Gentry sparked the biggest run of the game, a 14-3 stretch that got the T-Birds within 5 at 50-45. Gentry would lead his team in scoring with 16 points, 5 rebounds, 4 of them on the offensive end, 3 assists, and 4 steals. Despite the comeback by Tumwater, Coach Folsom said,
"I thought our kids held their poise. I think it was a tough game to call. It was a physical game, and I thought our kids stayed together and ultimately got it done."
Tumwater was unable to convert down the stretch, and fouls thwarted the T-Birds' effort to gain a lead. The Falcons' Tony Miller would finish with a double-double, getting 20 points and 11 rebounds, commented on the game and the venue.
"That's a big win. The environment was a little different because obviously we're playing with no background. Obviously it's a much bigger arena. But besides that, I don't think there was much of a difference to how we played or anything like that."
The final score, Woodinville 57, Tumwater 49.